I once heard a tribute live many years ago on radio to the great Australian songbird Dame Nellie Melba. And unfortunately, the 78 record that they played was so scratched and actually had a crack in it, so the thing repeated itself. Of course, there was nothing that they could do about it. And I was so intrigued by this, and it stuck in my mind. So I devised this piece, which I call The Life Story of Dame Nellie Drongo, the Australian Songbird. 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 I think that you'll recognise the next voice that you hear. Yes, that was the voice of that immortal Australian songbird, Dame Nellie Drongo. Her story's a heartwarming one. It all started in the small Australian outback town of Wagga Wagga. Nellie and her brothers, Fred and Bert Drongo, were helping out at the Wagga Wagga State Show.
Rip off a song from Gil.
Yeah, my favourite, Nell. All through the night, there's a little brown bird singing, Nell.
All through the night, there's a little brown bird singing, singing,
yeah.
Singing.
Nell's singing, stuck, Bert. Singing, give her a shot.
Singing, singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew.
The citizens of Wagga Wagga showered Nellie with money so that she could go to Milan, Paris, London, New York, anywhere but Wagga Wagga. Bert Drongo takes up the story.
With money donated by our friends, we set sail for Italy and Milan, where Nellie had an introduction to Signor Minestrone, the great singing teacher.
To what do I, the great Minestrone, Italy's former singing teacher. Oh, the great pleasure of your visit, Miss Drongo.
Drongo, Nellie Drongo. This letter of introduction from my singing teacher in Australia, Miss Ethel Gargle, will explain all, Signor.
Dear Signor Minestrone, this is to introduce my pupil, Miss Nellie Drongo. She has a most unusual voice. Signed, yours ever, Ethel Gargle, Miss. So, you have an introduction from Miss Ethel Gargle from Australia. One question, Miss Banjo.
Drongo?
Drongo. Who the hell is Miss Ethel Gargle of Australia?
Ah, yes. Well, this other letter of introduction will explain everything,
Signor. Signor Minestrone, this is to introduce my singing teacher, Miss Ethel Gargle. She's a very unusual singing teacher, as before her sex change, she was Arthur Dangle, a gold miner from Kalgoorlie. Yours ever, Nellie Drongo. Well, yeah, so that little matter is cleared up. Now let me hear you sing, Miss Drongo, so that I, Signor Minestrone, the greatest singing teacher in all Italy, can dedicate my life to teaching you to sing the Minestrone way with cheese.
All through the night, there's a little brown bird singing, singing,
giving him a sharp
ring, singing,
singing,
singing in the hush of the darkness.
Yeah, Nellie's voice was a bit much for Signor Minestrone. And at the funeral, Nell was introduced to everyone as the great maestro's last pupil. The Minestrone family was impressed by Nell's honest, wholesome, dinky-dye Australian personality and got her a job at La Scala, Milan, at the Opera House, as an understudy to Sophie Baloney. Fred and I got jobs as stagehands working high up in the fly gallery of the Scala, right above the stage, far below. We were determined that Nellie would get her chance as an understudy to La Baloney. Yeah, we've got to give Nellie her big chance, Fred.
Yeah, Bert, yeah. Ah, yeah, hey, those sandbag counterweights. Yeah, one of them fell on La Baloney. Nellie would be on, eh, Bert?
Oh, you're right, Fred.
God of the Lord, mercy,
drop your sandbag.
Management. La Scala Milan.
2 weeks later, Nellie opened at the Metropolitan in Tuscany, and the next morning, Nellie got another telegram.
Ah, what an opening night! You must sing at the Covent Garden. Ah, signed the management. The Metropolitan, New York.
Nellie was already a legend in her own lifetime, having been in such a short time at La Scala, the Metropolitan, and now soon to open at Covent Garden. Then Telegnancia flocked to our rooms in Bayswater. Nellie was the perfect hostess of these sparkling affairs.
Tea, Mr. Bernard Shaw?
Thank you, Snow. A tall.
A kangaroo tail sandwich, Mr. Gladstone?
That's quite right, Miss Trongo. We must keep Gibraltar.
A pork pie, Mr. Disraeli.
Oh, it's chicken. Cold.
Crumpet, Mr. Oscar Wilde.
Never touch it. Dear Nelly, do call me Oscar.
Oh, you are one. Aye.
Even royalty entertained our Nelly, and she became the Melba toast to London. I will always remember that night when we had dinner with Her Majesty and His Royal Highness Prince Albert at the Crystal Palace.
I understand, dearest Albert, the actress Strongale is a veritable Australian nightingale.
You're damn right, Vicky, my little Liebchen. She's got a voice like you never heard before, so they say. Vicky, my little pumpernickel, maybe turns you on like a fire hose already yet. How's about after the show, Munchkin?
Oh,
my palace for yours, eh?
Must behave. We are not amused. Not amused. Now, Miss Dago, Drongo, ma'am, your majesty, and these are me brothers, Fred and Bert. Quite delighted, yes, Miss Drongo. Perhaps you will favour us with a rendition of something. Gilbert and Sullivan, perhaps. Or rather, sing Brown Bird, your majesty. You see, it's the only one I bloody know.
Oh, the cheeky pussy.
As you wish, Miss Strongale. An artist, Albert, should always choose her favourite. Sing, child.
All through the night, there's a little brown bird singing.
Give Miss Strongale a shot.
Singing, who's singing through the hush of the darkness and the dew.
And down goes the Alta Crystal Palace. Oh, the jump of my lullaby.
And bang went our Nellie's voice. I was strained with all the excitement. Nellie's larynx collapsed. That great voice was silent. Sir Victor, you are the greatest throat specialist in Europe. Can't you do something to give our Nellie back her voice?
Yes, we attempt to graft into your sister's throat the larynx of a bull. It's known as bull shift.
2 weeks later, Sir Victor told us the outcome of his now famous operation.
Complete success. Complete success. Just listen to your sister now. Such a radical change of voice need a new professional identity. How about Paul Rubes?
Good as ever, Neil. Bloody fantastic.